Here's a guy whose resume could have just been the words Mona Lisa. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome, a show with a long track record of creating synergy with key stakeholders. I'm Brady. It's Monday, April 15th, today in 1452, the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, the painter of the Mona Lisa, namesake of a code and a Ninja Turtle, and the inventor of the resume. It's well known that Leonardo was interested in countless fields of study. He was a sculptor and an architect, as well as a painter. Plus, he studied science, engineering, the list goes on and on. But according to Fast Company, he was also a pioneer in HR. They say something he wrote in 1482 amounts to, quote, the first personal marketing document in recorded history. Technically, it was a letter da Vinci sent to the Duke of Milan, essentially saying why the royal should hire him. It outlines the painter's skill set for whatever situation the city should encounter. For example, if an army came to attack Milan, he wrote, quote, I would contrive catapults, mangonels, trabocchi, and other machines of marvelous efficacy and not in common use. And in short, according to the variety of cases, I can contrive various and endless means of offense and defense. In more peaceful times, Leonardo said he could go back to doing art. Quote, I can carry out sculpture in marble, bronze, or clay, and also I can do in painting whatever may be done, as well as any other, be he who he may. He closes the letter the same way that so many job applicants do in our time. He suggests that the Duke meet with him in person so they can talk further. And it worked. The Duke of Milan hired Leonardo da Vinci. He worked there for the next 17 years. You can learn more about the Da Vinci cover letter at coolweirdawesome.com. And we've got a story about Leonardo's most celebrated work that's right after this short break.
Cool Weird Awesome is listener powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson
and thanks.
Welcome back. Some 10 million people visit the Mona Lisa each year at the Louvre in Paris. And on top of that, Britannica reports that the Mona Lisa gets fan mail and flower deliveries, which is why this legendary painting has its own mailbox. I'm Brady, your move, the Starry Night. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool Weird Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.